This episode is brought to you by the following patrons: Candace, Jay, Janice, Dre, Mama D, Pialani, Jessica Michelle, Classic R&B Lover, Shalita, Ari, Cedric, Jess, and Sarah. We thank you very much and appreciate your support and look forward to providing you with excellent bonus content to enjoy. So stay tuned.
You was doing hair?
I was taking her twists out. She had like a lot of beads and stuff, and she wanted to wear her curly tomorrow, so I had to take her twists out.
Oh, dang. She already on that level? Like, Mom, I'm killing with this one.
Wait, what did you say?
Oh, she already decided how she going to kill
us. I want to wear my hair curly, and I want to wear a skirt.
Oh.
And let me tell you, that little girl already has, there's a boy in her class that already has a crush on her.
Yeah, you told us about it.
Did I?
You said he wanted to take her out on a date.
You said they wanted to get married. Well, not they.
He's gonna take her out or something.
Yeah, no, that dude. No, you're right. Like he asked Trey's permission and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Trey was like,
"No,"
but he said it so nicely. He was just like, "You know what? Y'all can play restaurant together while we're all there."
I'd be like, "No, little nigga, now get the fuck on."
That's that Florida.
Can you not do that, Juwan?
What? Yeah.
If a young little whippersnapper came at your daughter, what you gonna say to him?
Not around here.
Because I'm gonna tell you right now, if I had a boy and somebody talked to my son like that, we gonna have problems.
Mm.
Because I will have raised my boys to be young gentlemen. Don't just haul off and talk to my kid. Don't talk to my boy like that. Don't do that.
Well, that means I guess you just had him have a son and we got to find out.
Absolutely not. I'm going to be on birth control until I hit menopause.
Or just try one more shot.
Now, are you going to carry the baby?
No, that's your job. I'll be there to support him when he wants to talk about the Jaguars.
So never?
He's not going to talk about the Bears because they suck. And the Cowboys, you don't want to like.
He doesn't like the Cowboys. He doesn't like the Cowboys.
Oh, really?
You have a son?
Oh, I thought you were talking about Trey.
I said the Bears.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck the Cowboys.
We met in the springtime when blossoms unfold. The pastures were green and the meadows were gold. Alone and forsaken by fate and by man. Oh, Lord, if you hear me, please hold my hand. Oh, please understand.
Welcome to the Beta Bit Out podcast. We always leave it in. I am your host, Jawarren, and with me, as always, my brother and sister. I will always start with ladies first. Jamil, how are you doing this evening?
I am doing quite well. One of my bets hit this afternoon.
Awesome.
Yes, I am $11 richer, okay? You can't tell me shit. Okay. Hey, man, listen, little wins add up, okay?
Count.
Little wins count. Plus,
why is she coughing, Jawarren? Cover up.
I'm sorry about that.
What is this all?
No, but I'm doing all right. Yeah, nothing like monumentous is happening. So, yeah, we're getting here. How are you, Devin?
Oh, I'm glad you asked. I am fucking flying.
Oh.
The Jacksonville Jaguars now has the top receiving core in the National Football League because Calvin Ridley, formerly of the Atlanta Falcons, was once suspended for doing the same thing that Jamel was just bragging about. And he did a parlay on his own and was suspended for a year because he was going through a tough time. Emotionally.
So wait, he did a like I feel like players can't.
Yeah, it's a big number.
So players can't do FanDuel?
Not at all. And
I mean, what's the point? Because if they like they can easily tell somebody else, hey, only go for such and such.
Right. That'll take the whole integrity of the league. So now he was going through depression through that horrible city of Atlanta, but the Jacksonville Jaguars traded for him and now he has seen the light of Duval County. And is happy and got help from a psychiatrist, shrink, whatever. Same person I'm seeing. That's it. And he is living his best life, and I am flying because we're going to the Super Bowl.
Well, you know, being that you said that, last year. I did have one question, Devin. Shit, I forgot already. Damn. It was kind of good, too. But whatever. I'll think about it.
Okay.
You haven't seen Creed yet. That's what I know.
I think we're going to go tomorrow.
I hope so.
No, I'm fine. I'm good. I'm all good over here. And right. No, I haven't seen Creed either. You know what? Like we said in the Bel Air episode that'll come up on the main feed, you know, in a couple of days, that I was going to skip it at first because it's the third movie of a trilogy, and those usually do not turn out very well. But I have been hearing reports from people that it has been really, really good, and that Michael B. Jordan did a good job, of course, in crafting the story and directing. So I may try to see it on Sunday before the Oscars.
I'm proud of that guy. I really am.
Michael B. Jordan?
Yeah. I'm proud of him.
Oh, I thought they're calling him now.
That corny ass nigga Michael B. Jordan.
Right.
Oh, God.
I'm proud of you, but yeah, I do like that guy. I want him to
win. For the listeners, Juwan is currently wearing a Star Wars shirt. I hope that is in support of the prequels.
Hell no, this has Princess Leia on it.
This nigga,
Mandalorian new season.
Yeah,
I have not.
I have.
I haven't seen any of the seasons. What season is it? 3?
You haven't seen any of it at all?
No, I don't know why.
You're gonna think about Prince when you start the season, Juwan.
Okay. Oh,
why would you do that?
Interesting.
I'm not going to spoil anything. I can't tell anything. But there are going to be a couple lines where you're just like, Prince, I won't say anything other than that. And if you don't get it, you're dead to me.
I know I won't get it whenever I do watch it. But is that something that I should dive into immediately? Because I'm in Snowfall right now, and it is lovely. And I know you niggas don't watch it. But
watches Snowfall.
I haven't started DC. A lot of stuff, and I guess we're in the weather we're here for, and we talk about But no, I'm saving, besides what we watched for our show, I'm saving a lot of stuff until it is done. Like with Snowfall, I haven't started this fall season. I haven't started the Mandalorian season 3 yet. I guess I haven't started that Wu-Tang show. Third season yet, because I'm saving just some stuff to, you know, binge on a Saturday when I'm just folding clothes or something like that, you know. So I'm having a bit diving into stuff, but too much to Devin's, you know, where he doesn't like that. I do watch a lot of Tubi.
Why?
This nigga has to be stopped.
What's that?
Are you even caught up on Grey's? Because Meredith is gone, and it's just Anatomy now. There's no Grey's.
But why?
Well, it was just when the Super Bowl happened, and Tubi was doing those commercials, it caught me, and I was like, well, let me see what the hell is going on Tubi, and they got the most it's horrible, yes, but it's unintentionally hilarious, but it's the blackest of shit. And I'm just like, shout out to these niggas for trying to make a movie.
They did.
Well, yeah, they made a movie, but yes, it's bad acting, bad writing.
Shit. I got powdered donuts all over me.
See, that's why you need to stop messing with them white girls. I'm just kidding. Listeners, allegedly.
Okay. But yeah,
I almost said something that you would have had to edit out, but I caught myself.
And hello, happy Patreon.
You can say whatever you want because I'm doing something different, Patreon.
It might hurt me, so no.
Okay.
So, but yeah, I just like them. It's just unintentionally funny. Like I seen one the other day. It doesn't matter. I spoil the end. It was like a woman. She was about to kill another lady. And like these two cops come in, and they come in with their guns pointed, and what you hear like a little, but then like 5 seconds later, you hear like the boom of the gunshot, and I was like,
"Oh, they did the Foley shit."
Yeah, they did the Foley of the ADR mark.
Speaking of ADR, we're gonna have to talk about that too and night.
Okay, yes, But I've just been diving into deep dives into like Tubi movies and catching up on some network stuff like The Resident. So,
and you're not caught up on Grey's.
Well, what happened with Grey's was Just Anatomy now. What happened with Grey's was I watched half of season 8 and then I stopped for a while, but I cannot.
Even like 33. What do you mean it? Season 8.
Is it season 8? Whatever season we in it. Season 18. I'm sorry, season 8.
I'm like, what are you talking about?
Like, dang, that came out very, very soon.
So, yeah, I watched like half of season 18 and then I stopped for a while and Hulu took everything and took it all out, but only put up season 19. And I want to go back and watch what I. Season 18 is on Netflix.
Should be.
Okay. Well, if it is, then I will do it tomorrow. But yeah, that's what happened with
me. Efforting right now.
Okay. Okay. So, yeah, Jamel, anything else you're here for?
No, I don't think so. We kind of talked about The Mandalorian already, which neither one of y'all have seen it, so I can't say anything about it. But listeners, if you've seen it, you know about the Prince reference that I'm talking about.
Yes, all of course, is on.
My nigga Grogu is
in. Okay, I'll do it tomorrow. Okay, cool.
I don't know who Grogu is.
Oh, I did want to ask you, Juwan, have you seen all of the Best Picture nominees?
I did see, I watched Triangle of Sadness the other day.
Okay.
I did, the only two that I have not seen, I think, is, I have not seen Women Talking, and I do have it, but I haven't seen it yet. And I have not seen All Quiet on the Western Front.
I started that.
You started it.
I started
it. I really love it, Jamel. I loved it.
I may be able to fit it in on Saturday. And of course, I have not seen Avatar, The Way of Water.
I haven't either. Like, they have all these movies that, oh, gosh, yeah, oh, yeah, we really want you to see. I'm just like, girl, how?
I cried during Avatar.
Which one? The first one?
I fell asleep on that one. And I didn't watch the second one.
So, yeah. Which Avatar? Oh, you mean The Last Airbender? You cried during that one.
I've not seen that either, but I was just trying to be
an asshole.
Included.
Well, okay. So wait a minute. You've probably seen have you seen Everything Everywhere All at Once? That's a no. Have you seen
Top Gun Maverick? Which we told you to watch, by the way.
Let me see. I know he hasn't seen The Banshees of Inisherin.
Let's just say I haven't. The only movies I've seen this year are Marvel movies and Creed.
You haven't seen? Yeah, I'm looking at these movies and I'm just like, yeah, he probably ain't gonna see any of these. Maybe Elvis.
Elvis is nominated for Best Picture?
Yeah, Elvis is nominated for Best Picture.
I haven't seen that one either.
It comes on HBO like all the time. So.
Yeah, it's on HBO Max. I'll try to fit that in on Saturday.
I haven't seen The Fablemans, Avatar, Women Talking, Triangle of Sadness. So I haven't seen it though.
Triangle of Sadness is on Hulu.
Is it good?
It's all right. I think it kind of loses the plot out in the third act, but it's all right though. But okay. I like it.
All right.
And, Devin, all that you were here for was the Jaguars.
Well, like I said, you're not caught up on Grey's. No one watches Snowfall. I know y'all don't watch BMF.
I do watch BMF. I haven't seen the last. I haven't seen the latest episode.
Oh, okay. I didn't think y'all watched Nigga Shit. I know y'all don't watch Chicago Fire.
I watch Nigga Shit.
I just talked about Tubi. I do watch Nigga Shit. It's just Nigga Shit that you don't watch.
Tubi is like the precipice of Nigga Shit.
Okay, let's talk about Nigga Shit that, like, on Stars. We know y'all don't watch that. Well, Jamel doesn't. By the way, Ghost comes back this month.
It comes back this weekend, I think.
17th. Is that this weekend?
No, literally.
I gotta tell somebody happy birthday. Also, last thing, Blue Bloods, a wonderful show about white people with Tom Selleck and his wonderful mustache. They are the most conservative of conservative families, but I loved it.
Okay.
You can feel the Trump support at the dinner table, but I love the show anyway.
What show is this again?
Blue Cod is
blood. It's really so CBS. Okay.
I didn't have any questions. CBS shows. Oh my goodness.
I do have a mild sports related question,
though. All right.
Oh, wow.
And why are these basketball niggas keep getting in trouble? This Sean Kemp person,
he was exonerated today.
Exonerated? I thought he was arrested.
Yeah, but they decided they're not going to press charges and that he was not in the wrong. Apparently, he reversed OJ'd, or I guess he was OJ'd and tried to get some of his shit back, allegedly, but he's clear. He's all clear.
For a drive-by shooting?
There's a video of the walk-by shooting that I saw that was just like, was it hyperbole? Yeah.
Okay. Well,
right, he's clear.
Okay, well, more drive-by's later than actually. So, right. What we're really here for is HBO's The Last of Us, Season 1, Episode 8.
When We Are in Need.
The penultimate.
It was written by Craig Mazin and directed by Ali Abbasi.
Mm-hmm. So, overall thoughts about this episode, Jamila?
This was the best episode of the series so far. Period. Okay. Point blank. I have zero notes. Like, it was fantastic. I loved it.
Fantastic. And Devin?
I loved it as well. When you said that, I'm like, dang, I'm trying to think if it's my favorite of the series. And I don't know, but I do have one complaint, as great as this is. And again, I feel like I said this on either last week or the week before last. I feel like they're going the opposite direction of The Walking Dead with the infected, but we're not seeing enough of them.
I'm so glad you said that
because that's one of my nitpicks as well. Even though I did really love this episode as a game player, I loved it, and it also irked me.
All of this does happen in the game, I read, right?
It all does happen in the game. There's
a lot of side-by-sides, especially this part, you know, where at the very end.
Right, exactly. Because a lot of changes, but I'm so glad that you said that, Devin, and I will get into it a little bit later when we go into the scene-by-scene, but go ahead.
Yeah, but because if there's no threat of them anywhere, why are there major civilizations instead of these just QZ zones?
Because it's like the cold, I'm guessing, because they can't survive in the cold, right?
Well, there's a game difference.
Okay.
They have to be living, but it's like, if that's the case, they should have been able to build up in the winter months, right? Like, it should.
Yeah, have like fast. Stockpiling and stuff.
Yeah, like, I don't know.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, you doubt me.
That's a nitpick.
No, that's a legitimate concern because. But I guess that's kind of the majesty of the episode for me because, like, I forgot
it was still
all about them.
Right.
Yeah, I thought it was amazing, even without the zombies. I mean, listen, I love me some mushroom zombies. And I do want to see more of them because we haven't seen any in Lightwood. We saw one in episode 7. The one that bit Ellie and Riley. And that's another thing. All of the main characters in this show, Joel, Tomas and Eleanor, love black women.
That's all with Cassie Quinn in the group.
All love black women.
That is true.
It is true.
Look at them. What ain't me?
Ellie, black girls. The rest of them, black women.
Right.
Okay. All right. Even though, you know, one of them died, the other one never existed, you know, in the show proper. And the other one's fine. She good. She pregnant.
Mm-hmm. Yep, thriving, Riley.
With her talents.
I love it. I'm glad you brought it up, Devin, and I will get into why that irks me when we get to the scene in a minute here. So we open up in Aspen on the resort where they're having Sunday service at Ruth's Tryst.
Revelation 21. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, "Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. I've read this passage too many times. Do you remember what comes next? And God will wipe away all tears from their eyes. For there will be no more death. Neither sorrow nor crying. Neither will there be any more pain. For the former things are passed away. Do you know what that means? Good.
When can we bury him?
The ground is too cold to dig. We'll bury your father in the spring.
Everybody is broke, cold, and sad. Because apparently they are giving this little girl, she's in the corner or sitting at a table crying, and they're apparently giving her daddy a home going. And we see Pastor David Koresh is giving a sermon, and he's like, I've been giving this sermon so many times. You remember it by heart.
You already know what I'm finna say.
Right. Go ahead and finish it for me. And she's like, well, when can we bury my daddy? And Pastor David is like, it's cold. We'll see. Well, holler at me in the spring.
Yeah. You know, because when he first said that, I was just like, that's legitimate. Mm-hmm. But you could burn him? Maybe like, cremate?
Yes.
You know, or I don't know if you just want to mess up the... I probably would have been like, let's cremate him. You can spread his ashes in your backyard or
something. That brings me to my question. Two questions. Okay. One, when did y'all figure out that they were like...
I'll let you know.
Okay.
Okay,
because that was my question too.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what was the second question? I just lost it. Fuck.
Did you have a nap today?
I did not.
Damn. Well, I did, so I'm about to be on fire.
Right.
Okay.
It'll come back to me. Go ahead.
Okay, but Damon is like, you know, we could talk about that.
Oh, right. I know. Okay. When did y'all realize he was the same people that attacked them at the school?
University.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
Schwann already knew. I'm going to tell you like this, and I've said this before, listeners. I am a very, very, very passive watcher. So... I didn't realize it until, like, he was telling the story about, you know, to Ellie and all of that. As far as...
When they were in the jail or when they were, like, sitting, waiting for the...
When they were sitting down, they were just like, yeah, and that crazy man had a little girl with him. That's why I was like, oh. That's okay. When I knew this. And when we find out that they're cannibals, I'll get to that.
Okay. So, but like he was saying, he was like, you can holler at me in the spring about when we gonna bury these leftovers. I'm gonna bury your daddy. But what about this repast though? So
right.
I'm sorry, another question.
Yes.
Do you think, knowing what we do know that they are cannibals, do you think that she was asking, please don't eat my daddy?
Well, no, they remember they don't know. The rest of the people don't know. It's only a select few.
Do they know?
Granted, how Mama know?
I don't think so either. But we'll get into it. I don't think so.
Yeah, we're going to have a whole conversation on that.
Okay. So after church, his homeboy James, who is, and I'll go ahead and cut in here. James is played by actor Troy Baker, who plays Joel in the game.
OG Joel.
Yes, that is OG Joel.
And he also is a piece of shit.
And he also hosts the official podcast.
I love that they did that for him. I really do like that. They got to bring all of these folks here. I love that.
Right. So his homeboy James is losing faith and telling Pastor that they're running out of provisions. And Pastor David is like, I heard that you was thinking about leaving our church to become a Muslim. But don't turn your back on Jesus now, boy. Don't turn your back on him. Let me show you what my God can do. Cause we gonna go hunt. We gonna go hunt. Right.
Go get your rifle.
If these Muslims, they fast on purpose.
Oh my God.
That's what I think.
Oh my God.
I can say that because I have Muslims in my family.
But no, it's real though.
Right. We love
there
Muslims.
There is a very specific reason why they fast. Right. They don't do it just because they have to.
Mm-hmm. All right. They don't do it just for lit.
Listen, so the Muslim QZ probably chilling.
I promise you. Did
y'all give up stuff for lit?
I'm not Catholic.
Yeah. I'm not either. So my mom was like, let's do it. And I was like,
I guess it's not necessarily just a Catholic thing. Yeah, okay. To your point, it's not. But you know what I was thinking about, the little ash cross.
Oh yeah.
I think that's the Catholic part, right?
Yeah.
Or maybe not sure. Necessarily just Catholic. But either way, yeah. No, I've just never been. I don't do that.
Mm. Okay. All right.
So
don't deny yourself. Enjoy yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we had.
So that's right. So Joel is still fucked up in the basement.
Calling. Not Joel being fucked up. But.
The crazy part about this is this nigga is shivering. He gets some, like, which we'll talk about, but like, this is the most miraculous recovery ever. Cause I don't know how
that was spinach.
I got it. I got it in there.
Spinach in that penicillin.
Good Lord. Go ahead, Juwan. I'm sorry.
So he's still fucked up in the basement, and Ellie is watching over him. She is trying to give him water by just kind of putting on his dry ass lips, and she takes a little bite of jerky, and she's trying to
three bar.
Yeah,
she put it right on his on the blanket.
Yeah,
I noticed that it was gone later.
Yep, that's true.
So he ate it,
so he was able to get some strength to eat that.
Yeah, he ate that.
But she decides to put her skills that she learned from Joe last episode, two episodes ago, her shooting skills to the test, to go out and go hunting on her own. And I found this part pretty funny, because while she was trying to catch a rabbit, she runs and she falls in the snow, but she gets up and looking like Ralphie from A Christmas Story.
Yo,
oh my God.
Okay, why did her whole face turn red? Like, it was like.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah, what the fuck happened? That girl was cold.
Yes. Like,
what the
But fuck? Apparently, they filmed, like, in the winter. They filmed that in the winter, so it was actually very cold. Mm-hmm. Like, there was a good person on deck, but she was just like, I ain't got to really do much.
She was white, and then she turned red just from fall.
Because all of that snow.
All that snow is a thing. But, yeah, so I found
Juan, it. Snow is... A white substance that
comes. Girl, how do you know what snow is?
I'm in Ohio right now. I was just.
Oh, that's true.
Earlier.
We get snow. We get snow.
Oh.
Do you know I was actually living in Montgomery during the 96 blizzard?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's what we're going to say during the 1960s. The self.
Got to build. I built a snowman. I think I was in fifth or sixth. I think it might have been fifth grade. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was a time. We didn't have power for like a week. I remember I had to walk to the grocery store, you know, just to get us some food for the house. Me and my mom and my little sister. It was a wild time. We did have gas. We just did not have any power.
Dang.
And it took like a whole week, you know, just
to. It sounds like hurricanes in Florida.
Yeah, it does. But yeah. And we had that really big one. Jamel, you were used to it. At that time, back in, what was it, almost, it was about, what, 10 years ago, 10, 11 years ago?
That being, Snowmageddon?
Yeah, Snowmageddon.
I moved into my apartment, like, I'd say 3 days before that snow.
My best friend yelling?
I think he's watching one of the games that he might have, one of his best might have hit, so.
Right. And it was so crazy with that one. Selena and I were living in Alabama. We was living in Alabama. We had to take care of some business in Atlanta. So mm-hmm. We got stuck in Atlanta. So what happened was when it didn't start, it was not snowing when we were on the way to Atlanta, and when we were there handling the business, it started snowing when we were finished up with our meetings. And when we were leaving, and so, but that's when like all the roads were either filled up, getting cut off, getting icy, and
were y'all married back then?
We've been married. I think it was just right after. It was either right before we got married. No, it was right after we were right married. It was right
newlyweds.
We're newlyweds. Mm-hmm. So we were trying to get out. We had got a couple of supplies. It wasn't bad yet. We went and got some. From the liquor store. We got our Popeye's chicken. We were gonna hit the road, but that's when it had started, and we could not get out of the city of Alela. The roads were like icing up. We ended up in a parking lot, and we kind of thought, hell, we just gonna have to stay in this car and just cuddle up and just we just together. You know, hopefully we can keep warm together, but if we together, we together. Whether that is here tomorrow, you know.
It's kind of beautiful.
But we ended up, but what happened was we ended up at a hotel. We found, in the parking lot of a hotel, we all found one. And since people can get out of the airport, we were able to get like a couple of rooms.
Okay.
Well, not a couple of rooms. So we were able to get a room. So we,
this is a tangent. Keep going.
We were like in three
niggas talk about snow.
I think we was like basically
three niggas from the south talk about snow.
When we was like held up in the Hilton for like 3 days, basically.
Yeah,
flight flex. That's a good
flight flex.
Well, you know, so, but it was fine. It was fine.
You ever seen the Hojo's, Juwan?
Howard Jones.
Well, Hojo.
Way back in the day.
Oh, okay, when you were thugging it.
Nigga had to walk 15 miles to the corner store.
No.
So what was the Chris Rock joke? With his daughters, they were like, well, what was the hotel name? That's my favorite hotel.
Waldorf Astoria.
You know, something like that. She's like, that's my favorite hotel.
Oh yeah, that joke.
That shit made me laugh.
Okay, I remember the y'all.
That sounds like something.
My daughter
would say.
So back to the show, Ellie, she does spot a deer. And
did y'all think it was a clicker at first?
Yes,
I did not.
Absolutely,
I was hoping.
I just heard a look.
I was like, yes,
I didn't hear anything. I just saw it, so I didn't hear anything. So
yeah, it was down there.
Okay, so she spots it and she does manage to shoot it, but the deer, he ate that bullet and. Mm-hmm.
It just was real serious with that bitch.
You know.
Stab it right there.
Stab it right there. You might want to kill
me. Oh my gosh.
But and the deer runs away, but it doesn't get too far because Pastor David and Deacon James finds the dead deer and they say, like, well, we don't see nobody.
So I'll see everybody.
Like, we need to steal this shit.
Right.
But
charity starts
to help. Let go.
But before they can steal it, Ellie sneaks up and she
put a big girl voice on.
Yeah, she put a big girl with a low voice on and said, like, break yourself, nigga.
Break yourself out.
Don't drop your rifles now. Turn and face me. Slow. Any sudden moves, I put one right between your eyes. Ditto for Buddy Boy.
You're quite a hunter. We didn't even hear you coming.
Turn around and walk away.
Okay.
Just go.
Okay, all I ask is 10 seconds of your time. I just want to
talk. I won't say it twice.
Please, just 10 seconds. My name is David. This is my friend James. We're from a larger group, women, children, and we're all very, very hungry.
I'm from a large group, too. Also hungry.
Well, even so, you can't drag this back on your own. We're not asking for charity. We can trade you for some of the deer. We have, what do you need? We have boots.
Medicine? Like for infections.
We do. Back in our village, you're welcome to follow us.
I'm not following you anywhere. Buddy Boy can go get it. He comes back, you get half the deer. Anyone else shows up, I put one right between
my eyes.
That's right.
Buddy Boy! Yo, if she said Buddy Boy another time, right between the eyes.
Buddy Boy.
Buddy Boy.
So pastor's like, okay, I'm going to put the gun down.
Yeah, 10 seconds.
But have you heard about our Lord and Savior Jesus?
Not too out.
Let me tell you. Oh, he went full Jerry Falwell.
Just give me 10 seconds. Let me give 10 seconds to you. Lord. So.
I'm going to tell you how good God's been.
And it was funny because he does try to offer her something from the commissary kitchen.
At first he was just like, listen, I don't even want no trouble. I come from a community. We hungry. And she just like, bitch, me too. And the fuck?
That got to do with me.
Right. That's what he was just like, I don't want no charity. We have a commissary in the back, just like you, Juwan, said.
Mm-hmm. They knew it was her immediately.
I don't agree. I think David. I think David had a feeling.
Can't be that many young girls out there.
Right. Like, he got all of them.
All right, R. Kelly.
Right. So
I rent
you. Not allegedly, he in jail for that.
Well, that's right. Take the allegedly out.
Hate the sin, not the sin.
Edit that out.
Right. Ellie asks for some medicine. And
she's like, you got medicine?
You got medicine.
Yeah, when she said for inspections, I was like, girl, you need to clarify yourself.
You need to react, man. That's what I thought. On the second watch, I was like, you need to, like, oh, we ain't got this shit.
Like, because if you say medicine for infections, I'm thinking, see,
you know that shit?
Okay. And now that I'm thinking about it, now y'all are more right than I thought, because, like, that was what I was thinking. They weren't even thinking about zombies. Mm-hmm. They were only thinking about like a cut or something like that. Not zombies. I said zombies earlier, but
I can't remember if she said that in the
game. She said, do you have medicine for infection?
I know she said it in the show.
Oh, in the game.
She said it like that in the game, because this scene, this is a game, a side-by-side game scene where they do try to steal the deer from her and she runs up on them, and she does ask for medicine when they try to offer her something else will have deer. But yeah, so Pastor David tells James to go get the first aid kit from the church, and nigga, I'm not speaking to code.
Right, he's like, this is
no.
This is not a joke.
You don't see me blinking real hard. No, right. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Like, you gonna help
him? Yeah, go.
We fried up Jerry last week. Can you
go to her job?
Like, what are you
doing? Oh, Lord.
Right. And James runs off, and Pastor David invites Ellie to a nearby shack to go learn the gospel.
Right.
Is your dad the one that's hurt?
Yes,
like, what's your name? Nigga, don't ask me no questions.
Right.
What's your name?
Right. So in the shack, they light a little fire. Ellie got that heavy ass gun on David. Mm. And he's sitting there, he's trying to convert her, and she ain't with none of this preaching shit.
You're right. Yes. Do you still believe in that? Even though the world has ended? Like, yeah, now more so than ever.
She a straight up heathen.
More on that later. Not the heathen part, well, for her, that is, but yeah.
Yeah, he's, man, his crazy hadn't started to slip. I ain't gonna hold y'all.
Okay.
I believed him.
Usually, right. I
believed him.
I don't trust white men, but this guy, I like the cut of his chin.
Devin, I am right there with you, because I was just like, okay, maybe he's just a nice guy. Not everybody has to be a villain.
Right.
Oh, boy. honey, you got a big storm coming. Okay, listen, this nigga is a preacher. No, this nigga was the devil.
They would have been eating off of me for weeks.
No, this nigga was legit Satan.
Damn, you guys wore that dark. I got plenty more.
Your own fat joke.
I did.
Mm.
Well,
you can laugh when I say a fat joke.
Okay.
Golly.
Right.
That would be a good meal. God, damn, what season is in this meat?
God damn it. So he tells her he's a preacher now. He used to be a teacher, teaching little girls.
Rich
little girls. Yeah, exactly.
Now that you think about it, you were a
You know, so we know what Drew Lance is about. So
do you think he was a pervert?
Not at that point.
Right.
Like, you know what? And because he said it, you know what? He said it later on. He was just like, I suppressed it for a long time. But now that the world's in it, fuck it. That's basically what he said. So he was like, this nigga is Jeffrey Dahmer before he became Jeffrey Dahmer.
Right. And he was saying, like, everything happens for a reason. And I will tell you why. Because about a week ago.
Girl, let me tell you.
About a week ago, I said some folks have to do some missionary work.
About a week ago.
And
what else, you know, we tweak out.
Shout out to Bobby Smurda. He free. And I sent out four people, and only three of them came back. And the one that didn't come back was killed by some crazy sinning man that was traveling.
Crazy sinning man.
That was
dark my
daughter.
he looked like he might have been Mexican. Listeners, I'm playing a part. I said Mexican for a reason. I know full and goddamn well that Pedro Pascal is Chilean American. I'm just being an asshole. Let's keep going.
Pretending to be Mexican.
I was trying to get the wall built. That's another reason why he probably wanted to save her.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Racist.
Like. So Elliot spooked because he just revealed that this is the guys that were after them at the school or attacking school.
Uh-huh.
Which, you know what? First of all, if you are in this religious community and you're out scavenging, because David describes it as he's sitting them out scavenging, which is fine, but they attack me.
Yeah.
What part of scavenging is that?
You didn't have to attack them.
Right. You could have just let, because they were leaving, and this dude ran up and attacked, and he just attacked.
That people meet make you crazy.
Oh, well.
So, do you not think that they were, like, hunting? Like, they were just lying about scavenging?
Maybe he lied about the scavenging, and maybe it was a
situation. See, if that's the case, they should have taken some of the monkeys. Oh, Peter pissed at me. But, yeah.
A fun fact about the monkeys. In the game, they find these audio reveal tapes by the fireflies that were there working on a cure or whatever.
Uh-huh.
They talk about the monkeys in the game. In the game, the monkeys are infected.
I was gonna ask.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
in the game, the monkey. I think that's the only kind of animal that can get infected is
not only because they're kind of humanoid,
right? Exactly.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So,
I'm thinking, like, are they not just like the people that was with him know that they eat niggas? So it's like,
wait, which people?
We know
OG Joel knows,
yeah,
and OG Joel and the cooks know.
I don't think,
but they have an idea.
I don't think the cooks know at all. I think the butcher, of course, knows. I don't think the cooks know.
And OG Joel definitely knows.
He definitely knows.
Because actually, there's a scene coming up that we're going to get to pretty soon, actually, where you can kind of tell who knows and who doesn't.
Right. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. We're going to be there in just a minute. Mm-hmm. So James comes back. He comes back strapped up. Pastor makes him drop a gun, though, and he gives her the medicine, and they just let Ellie run away. Now, a question for y'all. Did y'all think that he just let her go, or did you think he let her go just to track her later?
Oh, definitely to track her.
No, I thought he let her go. I was like, look at him being like...
No, and see, that's the thing. That's when I started to be a little iffy on him. As soon as I tell you, Scott Shepard is the actor who played the devil. He, that nigga was Satan. You can't tell me no otherwise. But like in that scene when he was, you know, setting up everything with Ellie, it was like, yeah, you know, and he, I sent my friend, you know, my people out to raid and blah, 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 blah. And he was with this crazy little girl. Oh, yeah, and that girl turned out to be you. Hey, James, lower the gun. Like, he didn't break eye contact or nothing.
Right.
Like, yo, that was really cool. Like, he just said it all smooth in one breath. Oh, yeah, 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 this happens. And I know it was you. Hey, James, put your gun down. Like, oh, that nigga came back already because they said it was about 4 miles. So yeah, it was going to have to be a little while.
Which and may have been a lot. Which may have been a lie.
You know him what you want.
Because of how, in the show, how quickly he got back.
That's another question that I kind of have, because obviously he had enough time to go there, tell everybody, girl, we got the other new, we got the other person. And because remember, he was gossiping.
I got it done on that.
Okay. Okay. And then, but I do have one point.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ellie, sweet, precious Ellie. Okay. Ellie was an angel this episode.
Yeah, she was.
How is she going to carry that big ass deer back?
By any means necessary.
I'm going to tell you right now, I would have had them two at gunpoint.
Right.
Carry this back to my house, and then I'd have shot him.
Good point. Good point.
That would have been smart.
Mm-hmm.
So she makes it back to Joel, and she injects the fentanyl directly into his affected pool. And boom.
She's like, God. For your operation, like, where do I put this?
Not there. But hey, actually, now that you think about it, maybe that was the place to put it. Shit. Because it was getting kind of infected.
Mm-hmm.
Not the zombie infected, just, you know.
Just regular infected. And because she didn't clean Anita's bread last week. So.
Right.
And she ever so gently covers him up with the blanket and lays down on his chest. Yeah. And just to hear his heart, to hear his heartbeat. And you kind of notice he gently lays his head into her to snuggle
her. That made me smile.
Yes, I love that part. And this is a game part that she does this in the game. And that blanket, that blanket that she has over him is kind of like the one for the game as well. So back.
And that's body heat too.
Is that? Yes.
That's body heat. Hell, my girls still run up under a tray sometimes in the morning.
Hmm. I love that. I love that for him.
I know, man.
So
you might as well just give him another one.
Absolutely not.
We'll boy run around there.
Oh, so, we have two godsons. Actually, my oldest godson, his birthday's today. Happy birthday.
Shout out. Birthday, godson. So back in Ruth's and Chris.
Nigga.
Devin, Ruth's Chris is a stink hat.
I don't know those lines. I don't know that line. Juwan, how many times?
Back at O'Charlie's.
Back at Longhorn Steakhouse.
Back at Longhorn's.
Or Texas Roadhouse.
Never been to Texas Roadhouse.
You would love the bread.
I heard the bread is phenomenal.
Mm.
I know this, I can't say that.
You can say whatever you want.
Yeah, I was going to call her a whore, but
it doesn't matter. Say whatever you want. Just going up early.
I know this girl that works at Texas Roadhouse.
Okay. And she's a whore?
Yeah.
Like a sex worker?
Not professionally, no.
Oh.
She's just loose.
Okay. So they're preparing the repast meal, and the cooks, which I believe, and this is why I say I don't think they know. Because I believe that one lady is the wife.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they get brought out, you know, some nasty-ass looking meat. And it's not
that like, what the? What is that? I would have just had, listen, just go vegetarian, okay?
Because they only had 4 cans of tomatoes left.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what they asked if you have enough. That's what we have left.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I thought they said they only had like 3 bodies left.
No. Yeah, and you're probably right, but when they brought that nasty-ass looking meat out, and it's all about the timing, and I know you're going to get into this, Juwan, but yeah, she was just like, what is that? And he was just looking like
venison.
How about you not ask me?
Don't ask no questions.
And she just grab the seasoning, please. Are you going to sear it first, please?
All right. Jamel, thank you. I was.
I mean, you can bring the flavor out.
I would have fucking made. Like, why the fuck you just putting this fucking raw ass meat
in into some dirty water?
I know y'all ain't talking people that don't eat cooked steak.
I'm just saying she could have. I would have made fucking birria.
Okay? I also don't eat cooked people, so.
I would have made human birria.
Don't they say like human meat is terrible because it's like we're like awful or something?
I have no idea.
I don't know. Where did you read that at?
I don't know. On Al Gore's internet somewhere.
Apparently, I mean, if you ask Jeffrey Dahmer, it's exquisite.
Yeah, I guess so.
Or Armie Hammer, allegedly.
Allegedly.
Armie Hammer baking soda?
You wouldn't know.
Well, he is part of that family.
He is part of that family.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Armie, I know you haven't seen Call Me By Your Name.
Have you seen The Social Network? The Mark Zuckerberg movie?
The Man from U.N.C.L.E. Or The Man Called U.N.C.L.E. or something like
that. That's why you was right.
Okay.
Never seen that.
Where else would you know him from?
He wouldn't know from anything.
Okay. Well, either way, this white man, he's an actor. And he was like on his way to the top. And then apparently it started coming out that like he had a whole bunch of weird ass kinks. Some were violent and some included cannibalism. Allegedly.
Is that illegal as long as they're like, you don't kill them?
I don't know.
Like, how does that work?
It depends on the state. Cause I remember there was some shit that happened, I think, in Hawaii. Or with some cannibalism shit.
Virginia.
Maybe so. Okay.
I'm sorry.
But anyway, like we said, they get told that it's venison, but lo and behold.
He paused for like 20 seconds.
Right. Like, what can I think of this sounds? This tastes like.
Too much for a rabbit.
It's not chicken. It's not chicken.
Because like, but you bring out this little bitty, bucket that's not even full, but that's venison. Oh, okay. No, that was somebody's arm. Okay, because I feel like a venison, you would have had a big ass trough of that.
Right.
Deers are huge.
Okay. But lo and behold, David and James are just now making it back with the deer, and it was at this point where I'd be asking these niggas like, "Well, what's in the soup?"
Didn't we just cook
this? What happened? That would be my question.
And he really brought it in like, ta-da! Guess what I did, guys? And everybody was looking at him like, bitch, can you hurry up and say grace?
We are starving.
So David looks around and sees everybody side-eyeing him, and he's like,
if you've heard a rumor, yes, we found a girl who was with the man who took Alec from us. When the sun rises, I'll lead a group out to pick up her trail. Won't be hard to find in the snow. We'll follow it to wherever they're hiding, and we'll bring that man to justice.
You should kill him. You should kill both of them.
I know you think you don't have a father anymore. But the truth is, Hannah, you will always have a father. And you will show him respect when he's speaking.
Okay. I know James is probably in here running his blaspheming ass mouth. But y'all need to trust in me and the Lord. We found the girl, and I will go get her in the morning. And the little girl, the other daughter's like, you need to
kill her dad.
Yo, where we're going, it's January 6th. We're storming their house.
And David walks up to her and backhands her to the ground.
What did Five Fingers say to the face?
Slap.
And he points at him like,
he put the what in there, man.
And he pointed at him all
like, you better sit your ass down. You know what you just her.
What?
You give, like,
he went to.
Like, man, you know we ain't got no biscuits for that piece you just gave me.
Sit your $5 ass down before I make change.
Right. And he grabs the little girl up. See, I know, like, you may not think that you don't have a father anymore, but you bet not raise your voice at me up in God's house.
I'm your daddy. I'm your daddy.
I'm the father up in here, okay? And they give him a big plate of Soylent Green stew, because Soylent Green is people. And he is like, and he starts eating like, girl, you could put Alex foot in. I mean, you could put your foot in.
That's a throwdown right there.
That's just garnish. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about that. Just sucking it off the bone. The femur.
He's like, is that a toenail in my pie?
Pretty much. And like, right this there, part. I mean, we're here because they said grace. Like, I love that he made them say this long-ass grace, too, before they... Like, these niggas is starving. And you make them say this long-ass... Dear Heavenly Father, we come right before you today. I'm sitting here like, if you don't say God is great, God is good, bless folk. Yeah. Huh.
Right.
But I loved it when... Like, actually, no, I did not love it at all. I hated it because the Foley work, all you heard was spoons clinking.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, they was freaking the fuck out of that shit.
Oh my god, it was and just because you know what they're eating,
that's the best Bambi I've had.
And I'll tell you right, this was around the time, because like this, to answer your question from earlier, Devin, this was around the time where I was just like, that's people.
I still didn't realize it yet. It still didn't hit me.
Well, no, I mean, I didn't. It was just in the back of my mind, like, because I was wondering about the time. I was like, that's what I was thinking. So I was just like, well, is this like the last of your rations or something? Okay, what I was thinking.
And I had forgot in the game they were cannibals.
Tainted me!
So I was surprised as well.
Which is funny. But, to your point about the game, OG Joel, he took like the tiniest, like the bite of like, I don't know, like a wrist. And was just like, I guess I'll have to. This was just enough to sustain me, because ew. But the rest of them, like, I mean, just like scarfing it down. Oh my God, I hate you. That little girl and her mama were eating the hell out of that, hell out of Alex. Okay. Listen, their father provided.
Right. Oh, and I'm sorry. Actually, I'm going to have to rewind to something here. Okay, so back to Devin's earlier point about how they're doing the reverse Walking Dead and not showing enough of the infected in this particular show. When the scene where David does reveal that he knows that Ellie that was with Joel, and how they killed Alec, this actually in the game. How this conversation comes about is after an action sequence where they are fighting, where they work together to fight off a bunch of infected that are rushing the cabin. So it's like a really big action scene, of gameplay where you fight off a bunch of infected and you actually get a bloater in there as well. So
they didn't have a budget. This is probably why they're canceling all these damn shows.
Right.
Just so they can put more zombies in the budget. All right, I see you. They need zombies and dragons. They gave all that budget to the House of the Dragon. Yeah. Now that The Last of Us is doing incredibly well, they gotta cut the fat, because Barry's this is gonna be the last season, which Barry's an excellent show.
And it's also the last season of Succession as well. So
yes, they don't have to go to like Milan and
buy helicopters.
Right. Okay.
But so I would have liked to see that in this episode, to see like some action scenes. I understand that Craig Mazin, he wanted to go with the drama of it, but it was like, I would have liked to see more action in the from the game in the show. So, but
I completely understand that point. I have no rebuttal on that. You're absolutely correct.
All right, so that was my little nitpick there. So the next morning, Ellie gives Joel another shot of fentanyl, and She feeds
right the in horse. The damn room.
Right in the room. And she feeds the horse some snow because fuck grass.
Right. I feel like you should let that horse just kind of run out.
Was
like,
raised.
He'll be yeah, like right shovel some snow out the way. He'll be all right.
Mm-hmm. And she does peek David Koresh and the Branch Davidians coming to raid them. David tells James
they're storming the Capitol.
David tells James to keep Ellie alive, and James is like, "For why though?
Will you do?"
Right. And David just looks at him like, "Wait till we get, I get your ass."
Right, because he was just like, maybe it's God's will that she got to go. And he looked at her like, did you not see the last scene where I slapped that little white girl? I will do it again. But that goes to show you that he'll slap a little girl, but he didn't do nothing to him.
And David is about 2 feet taller than him. I mean, James is about 2 feet taller.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So Ellie gives Joel a knife, and he's barely conscious, but she tells him to wake his ass, wake your ass up. You need to get ready.
That's like that T.D. Jakes, like, wake up. Wake up.
Oh, my God. All right. And Ellie gets on the horse, and she pulls a drive-by on the cult group. But the horse gets taken out by James.
Yo,
she gets she flew about 3 feet. Like,
yeah,
I'm like, how did she not break something? At least her face.
Oh,
she was out. She was out for what? Like,
was concussed. She got.
She was groggy as shit. But he was
Tua Tagovailoa for sure.
Right, and he
Tua Tagovailoa is a American football player.
I know Tua Tagovailoa because obviously.
Oh, right. His daddy beating him while he was at Alabama.
Forgot about that.
Oh.
Yeah, when he would throw interceptions, his daddy would whoop him.
You don't talk about that.
Is this a black man?
It's a Hawaiian.
Yes.
Oh.
The quarterback for the Dolphins.
Okay.
And.
Yikes. I hate to hear that.
Right. Grown ass man getting his ass whooped from an interception in a game.
That's. No, I don't like that.
So James goes over to Ellie, like boys in the hood, and says, turn your punk ass over. But before he can shoot her, David busts around off in the air to get him to basically get their attention.
Now, little did we know.
He shoot her so bad his dick was hard.
But little did we know he was probably trying to do her a favor.
Yep.
Like, it was a little probably twofold. One, she's with Joel. Two, one, revenge. Two, he knew what that nigga was finna do.
Right, right.
That nigga was finna go full Jared Fogel.
Right, I got you. Goodness.
Subway.
Ooh, Jamil.
Subway guy.
Ooh, I can't.
Is that alleged, or are we sure about that?
No,
he's in jail for that shit. He's in prison for that shit. Mm-hmm. He ain't never get out. But I get what you're saying, Jamil, and I like it and don't like it. So.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the Branch Davidians searches the house, and he does find the basement.
Branch Davidians.
But Joel has gotten up, and with his last bit of strength, he shanks a guy in the neck and takes him out. And that fentanyl is kicking in.
Sure, his face was horrible when the way he died. Like, he died kind of smiling. It was kind of gross.
All right. And
I don't know how the fuck he did this.
Yeah, he got it because he's getting it strong.
Because there was spinach in that. That nigga went full Popeye.
Right. And he knocks out a couple of other cult members, ties them up, and he's like, oh, I used to torture niggas.
This nigga went full Michael Myers.
Yeah.
The way he was stalking through them, he was Michael Myers. He went full Denzel Washington on Man on Fire. Also.
And the Equalizer. Yep.
Yes, and John Wick. Okay?
Never seen those movies.
You'd like all of them. Wait a minute, you haven't seen John Wick?
There's like three of them, right?
No, it's like
love four. John Wick. The fourth one comes out in a couple of weeks.
Oh, the fourth one comes out, okay.
Yeah, but you would like all of those movies that
That's
I just
Keanu mentioned. Reeves, who was it?
Keanu Reeves. What the hell, Devin? Oh my God.
You would like that last Keanu Reeves movie I saw, you guys know.
Okay.
Matrix. No, I've never seen The Matrix.
You don't watch shit but fucking Rocky and baseball movies, nigga. Mm-hmm.
And I feel like you'd actually like these
movies. What was the movies where the girls threatened with a threesome? What was it?
Oh, Knock Knock.
Yeah, that's the last Keanu
Reeves. Free pizza!
It was free
pizza. Oh, man. So he's beating the little guy in the chair. The other one's waking up, and he stabs the guy in the chair in the kneecap. And that was disgusting. And threatens to pop it off.
Like, bitch, yeah. I'm not fucking around with you.
Mm-hmm. And he takes the knife out, puts it in his mouth, and tells him to point out where they took Ellie. And it better be where your other friend over there. It better be the same place.
Where that reference. Buddy, where Buddy puts it.
Right.
That buddy boy.
So he points it out.
And I love when Joel was like, when the dude was just like, oh, it's a town. And he was just like, bitch, what town?
Like, oh, it's a resort.
I am not from here. It's like,
right.
No, like you don't have to be more. It's not on the map. Well, then, bitch, there's what you need to fucking do. dribble a little blood on it. And then we'll be all good.
And Joel is, and he's thinking he's going to get let go. And Joel's like, psych. I'll kill your ass. I'm a murderer. Okay.
Right. This nigga was Michael Myers.
Y'all lose.
Every time he killed somebody, it was just kind of like he felt a little bit better. Like,
right. That's
how back to myself.
That's how your energy bar comes up. And he beats the other guy over the head with Lucille's sister.
Said, nigga, why the fuck did you kill him? You know what? I'm not even going to tell you shit. He was like, no, that's cool. I believe him. What? Like,
I was like,
damn, Joel. That nigga's oh, my God.
Yeah, straight up murderer. But he eventually finds the town and begins a search for Ellie. Ellie wakes up in a cage, and David starts testifying again, and Ellie is not impressed by the Church of Christ.
Like, girl, just stop.
Like, I'm off this.
Ellie is like, I am non-denominational. I don't care a fuck what you was talking about.
Right. I'm not. Can we just not?
Right.
Okay.
You don't accept my kind of thing. Okay? So he leaves for a minute, but she notices that these niggas are some damn dirty cannibals because there is a severed ear on the ground, and she is like, fuck this shit.
She, like, when she froze, like I almost wound. I was like, did I miss?
I had to. I was like, what did she look at? And I was like,
because she was just in the cage, and then she was just chilling. Then her eyes, like, excuse me, focused on something, and she was like, oh, something. Yeah. You're like, did I miss something?
I did. I was like, wow.
And then,
so David comes back, and he's trying to appeal to her.
For what it's worth, this is just deer meat. I swear.
You're gonna chop me up into little pieces.
I'd rather not. Please, just tell me your name. If you want to judge me...
Judge you? You're eating people, you sick fuck!
Yes.
You're an animal.
Well, yes, we all are. That's sort of the point. You see a lot. So do I. And you know what I see when I look at you? You're a natural leader. You're smart. Loyal. Violent.
You don't know anything about me.
But I do. You have a violent heart. And I should know. I've always had a violent heart. And I struggled with it for a long time. But then the world ended and I was shown the truth.
Right. By God.
No. By cordyceps.
Why are you telling me all of this?
Because you can handle it. The way the others can't. I'm a shepherd surrounded by sheep, and all I want is an equal. Think of what we could do together, as strong as we are. Imagine the life we could build.
Oh.
Sally is the little girl who broke her fucking finger.
I brought you dinner.
Brought you dinner. And she's like, when is, like, when is it? It's venison. For real. It's not.
Yeah, like, cause, well, that's the thing. Like, she, like, he follows her gaze. And he was just like, oh, that.
About that.
Sorry, the other nigga forgot to clean up. They're going to get, you know, they'll get 20 lashes later. But I promise, no. This ain't that. All this right. Is actually the deer that you caught.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's cool. Did y'all believe it?
You got to be one of us, though.
Yeah, this initiation. And he's talking about how he believes in the quarter steps. I wish you would have saw some.
So that's the thing that we noticed, like, because he was just like, because that's when he was just like, yeah, you know, I'm not going to just let them starve. I was appointed. And she was just like, by God, is that what she is about to be another religious talk? He was just like, no, I don't believe in God. I'm talking about the cordyceps.
Yeah.
But I'm just using religion to take advantage of these people because I'm kind of gross.
Kind of, right?
Yeah, and he, this nigga, was he in fucking jail or something?
I don't.
Who knows?
I feel like he might have been a teacher, did some shit, went to jail. Everything went to shit, so he got out, and then just became a cannibal rapist cult.
I think he was like Negan, like he was unassuming, and like a bitch boy, and then this all happened, and it made that other side come out.
I like that too.
Because he said that. He was just like, because he was just like, you and I, we're not so different. He did that whole thing. And yeah, that's when he said, he was just like, you have a violent heart. Same girl.
Right.
You can work together. You know, I need a leader. I need somebody that's on my equal. All these niggas is sheep. But I see something friends? In you, girl. Yeah, so I'm sitting here like, I don't like where this is going, bro. I don't.
Right.
Is it like 14-year-old girl and you want her to be your co-leader? I don't.
And like you're saying, he starts spinning that pedo shit. And so Ellie, she peeps game.
Yeah, I love when she peeps. She was just, you could see it on her face like, oh, ew.
He's stupid.
And since SPU started 1999, she probably started some little videos.
Right.
And she plays along just enough to lure him close enough to her and breaks his fucking finger.
Ew. Like my goes
Ellie. And goes for the keys.
Wait, that dumb dumb, that's not SVU. I'm sorry.
Right.
And, I forgot the SVU theme song.
Dun dun.
It's the
same. Oh, I was right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And she goes for the keys, but he hits her face up against the bars, and Ellie like, this ain't shit but a scratch. Until your cult ass followers how I fucked your bitch ass up, nigga.
Call me Eleanor. Because from here on out, she is no longer Ellie. That little girl is Ellen or Eleanor, okay? She went full Super Saiyan.
Exactly. So we get into the last part here. James and David drag Ellie out of the cell and throw her on the table to prepare her for dinner tonight.
Like, fucking ew.
Yeah. And she fights back. She bites David and yells out, I got that shit.
Baba lava ding dong, man.
David,
I miss Bob.
Her, but James finally believes in something.
Like, bitch, that looks real.
This shit is fucking real. And but he dies because she used distraction to chop him in the throat.
Right.
The cleaver.
Right.
And she escapes the Outback Steakhouse. And and David follows her and she throws a burning stick
at him. R.I.P. Not in real life. R.I.P. James. My that was kind of morbid. My bad, Troy Baker. I'm sorry.
And she starts a fire.
Do you think she did that on purpose?
I don't think so.
I do think she did it on purpose.
You think she was trying to hit him, or
I thought she was trying to hit him.
Yeah, she was definitely trying to hit him. But I mean, you know, hey,
He probably would have stopped, dropped, and rolled, so it made more sense. But, yo, he didn't even fucking stop the fire, which is another reason I think that nigga's Satan.
Yeah, he was like
it. He was like, this is five.
Right, this is five.
Look at this backdrop.
Right.
Well, I feel alone because he's the devil. That niggas was the devil. These niggas went to hell.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, hell would definitely have a honey voice preacher.
Right, and if you saw the side-by-side, Jamil, this does happen in the game where they were...
I did see that.
Yeah, so you got the burning steakhouse, and David is turning her, spend some more of that pedophile shit.
You don't know how good I am! You don't know what I could have given you! If you had just let me! Well, I have news for you. Neither one of us is dying today. You see, I've changed my mind. I've decided you do need a father. So I'm going to keep you. And I'm going to teach you.
And...
ew.
And she gets a good...
I'm a good person. Just let me love you. I'm like, okay.
And she gets knocked down. And he kicks her in the stomach a couple of times. And he straddles her. Now, Wikipedia says that he is about to... do a particular thing to her.
Yeah, he's gonna go full R word.
And
I was like,
talking about yo, and they, like he was like he went like full horrible because he was just like, didn't you know the fighting part? I love the most.
I like it when you
fight. Like the fighting part. I love you know that like there's no fear and love and all of that because she spit on him because she was kind of bleeding because you know he broke her nose.
I like when Cajun
spit. So she spit. Well. But either way, she was trying to throw him off, and he was just like, and that's basically what he said. So, yeah. Oh, my God. Like every, like it was just like every sentence he said throughout the episode got worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. And that was his final sentence, right? Right before he almost tried to take his dick out in a burning building and rape a little 14-year-old girl. What the fuck? With his full belly of human meat, which we skipped, by the way, because Pedro Pascal, Joel was going through the Mandalorian was going through
Oberyn Martell,
like their compound and saw her backpack.
Yeah.
And backpack. Saw that they had like three, I think I saw three people, just three bodies just strung up and being bled out.
Yeah.
Fucking ew. They made this nigga a cannibal, rapist, pedophile.
Exactly.
Like, Jesus. Like, this is literally like Jeffrey Dahmer, damn near.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Ellie does get the upper hand gives him a chop, and she gets on top of him and starts chopping him in the face like about 20 times.
Yes, and everyone was just... You used the perfect word, and that is exactly what I was going to say, Devin. That was so cathartic, and like he was just like, "This one's for Sansa. This one's for me. This one's for everybody." This is, she had a list.
Right.
This was Arya.
The best part was like she stopped, and then she
started again.
She did one. Then she it was almost like her arms got tired, and then she was like, "Nope, gotta do it again."
Right.
Pretty much like no, this nigga needs to be. This nigga needs to be ground beef by the time I'm done with him because
to my part where I
can't be behind me, Satan.
We'll get into it in a minute. Now, let me ask y'all a question because Selena had an issue with this part. Did y'all feel the way or have any thoughts about why was there not anybody else coming?
I did wonder that. Like,
yeah, I'm like,
y'all really minding your business, huh? Okay. Right. Well, the henchmen are all dead. That's one thing because said he was just like, listen, if you stay with me, I'll tell my henchmen to, you know, call the whole thing off. Little did they know they're all dead. So the henchmen are all gone and the rest of them just seem like kind of women and children. I saw a few other dudes, but like it seemed like they were just at home watching TV or just starving or trying not to eat.
That's a good point, and I just bring another game difference out because we see in the show Joel going through the town looking for her, Like in the game, you are switching gameplay, and part of it you're playing as Ellie, and part of it you're playing as Joel. And when you're playing as Ellie, of course, you're dealing with David. But when you're playing as Joel, you're actually fighting the town people trying to get to the steakhouse.
Oh, right.
So they just left that part.
And did see that they got the horse. Listen, okay, they can bury the people now. Okay, they got a big ass horse and deer. Okay, just keep hunting. Okay, go out again.
Wherever the fuck
go south. Go south.
You
don't have to do cannibals.
Where's Tara?
Don't move there. These niggas don't move there.
Well, then no. Everybody else is good, right?
Well, that town was the only one where.
Those were the good people.
Good guys.
These motherfuckers, no.
They are in hell.
Yeah. Right. So, Ellie, after she goes outside after killing David, and she is very, very traumatized about the whole ordeal.
No! Get out of me!
It's me. It's okay. It's okay, baby girl. I got you.
And that's when Joel finds her, and he calms her down, comforts her, and holds her and tells her, it's okay. It's okay, baby girl.
Oh,
baby girl. And my heart exploded.
I smiled so big.
Because this smiled. His daughter now. This is daughter.
Yes, listen, his daughter is a little white girl. Okay. And now, and he probably feels a lot better because he's able to save her too, even though
he was able to save her.
And that's the thing. Like, obviously she saved herself from him, but he kind of saved her emotionally.
Did what?
Yeah. And I don't think this is just going to be no one hit a quitter. Like this is going to affect her. I'm so glad nothing like horrible happened to her. But even just like the prospect of being in that situation, having to like shoot butcher like two niggas, like that's gonna weigh on you after, like, nigga, you fought Satan and won. Like, that's not no small feat. But when he grabbed her, when Joel grabbed her, like you said, like she kind of flipped out again because she didn't know who it was, and it took her a minute to realize, oh my God, thank God. Like, and she just kind of melted in his arms.
Exactly. And I also like the other part of this, that where she saved him.
Literally.
She literally saved him, and they're back together, and they just, walk off to the next checkpoint. So I love this episode. And like I said, I have my nitpicks that we did not have see any cordyceps in the episode.
Just leave charm. Come on.
I'm sure they'll make up for it next week, which actually brings me to a little bit of a theory. I'm going to say it right now.
Wait, are you sure you can do theories?
I can.
Okay.
Because we do not have any feedback. Because again, I forgot to put the feedback close up for this episode. You can leave us feedback by emailing us at etopod@gmail.com. I repeat, etopod@gmail.com or on our voicemail line at 205-304-1655, where I would either read or play aloud on air. But as always, listeners, new and recurring, we appreciate every single one of you for tuning in to us. As a favor, we do ask you to please take a couple of minutes of your time and leave us a star rating and review on Apple Podcasts /iTunes. 5 stars if you really like us. We would greatly appreciate that. It just takes a minute or two, and you will be helping us out immensely by showing up for us in that way. Also, for our Spotify listeners, you can leave a star rating for us on our show page there as well. This will help new listeners find us and check us out and allow for the show to grow in popularity. So again, we appreciate that you do that for us, and we appreciate those that have already done so. You can find the show on Twitter at EditThatOut1, on Instagram at ETOPod, and now on TikTok, where the cool kids are, at EditThatOut. We are also on the Book of Faces. If you search for Edit That Out, you will find our show page, Edit That Out with Jamil, Devin, and Jawan, and the Facebook group for Edit That Out, where you can follow and join both for content updates. And lastly, but definitely not least, you can also support us on our Patreon at patreon.com/edititout for as little as $2 a month, where you will get all the bonus content such as casual movie reviews, ad-free episodes, and all the problematic but hilarious things that I do have to cut out of the main show feed. And Jamil may show feet. So if you can spare us a couple of bucks, we would greatly appreciate your support there as well. Thank you very, very much again for listening, and thank you for your support.
I do have a little bit of a theory, and this is not anything that happened in the game at all, and this is not anything for the next game as far as I know, because I have not played the second game, and I don't know if they can even do this in the second game. Mm-hmm. Okay, this is a theory about how Ellie might be immune. Oh, he is a good. Have y'all seen Blade?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Oh, I'm picking up what you're putting down.
I'm thinking it's the Blade thing.
Uh-huh.
It like, because you know how, basically you know how Blade became a Daywalker.
No.
Yeah. We're not going to say it.
We're not going to say it so you can watch it, but.
I'm picking up what you're putting down, though, Jawan.
Yeah, that is my.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, you go ahead.
Oh, to piggyback off of that, though, when he bit her, or no, when she bit him, I had a thought, like, with that, like, even though she did get bit, and she, you know, her, like, the infected part is over, like, it, you know, kind of closed up, would that still, like, transfer to him?
Possibly. I mean, she said that, you know, to use that against him.
Yeah, and that was smart thinking, too.
Yeah, but it could have been a possibility because, like, again, with the Blade theory, he still has that attribute about himself, but he had, like, all of their strengths, but none of their weaknesses.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is, and that's how she is, how she is immune because of
something. Could she infect other people, I wonder?
I don't know.
He's dead, so we'll...
Yeah,
we'll never know.
I don't know if there's something they could explore or anything, but that's what. See, you're picking up what I'm putting down.
But the dog didn't recognize her.
That's true. He paused, but I guess he kind of paused with Joel too. So
I'm not gonna say the full sentence. Devin has not watched Blade. I'm not gonna say the full theory, but Jamil,
you'd like Blade too, Devin.
I know Triple H is in the third one. You don't want to watch the third one.
But no. That's
their own. They're bad.
That is the one that people see.
Are they remaking? What's the
Mahershala Ali?
Right.
Yeah, he's going to be Blade. That's going to be good.
I don't want to say. Should I say the whole theory, Jamil?
Uh huh.
Okay. My theory is my whole.
Devin, if you want to take your.
I mean, I'm still watching.
My theory is that the reason why Ellie is immune is because her mother got bit at the point where she was giving birth.
Really?
Either during pregnancy or at the point or she got bit like
so kind of like a Namor thing.
Something like that. Yeah, that was probably a better comparison. Mm-hmm. Like Namor. So that's my reason why I think that Ellie is immune because her mother got bit at the corner giving birth or something like that, and it carried on to Ellie, but it didn't actually fully infect her. It just gave her the virus, but didn't give her the actual infection. But again, listeners, that's not anything that they say in the game. It's not written anywhere. That's just my thought because I had recently watched Blade, and I was like,
That might be what they're doing. Gotta do.
I thought you had Marvel fatigue, nigga.
I had what?
Marvel fatigue.
The original Blade is not a well. The original Blade is not exactly a Marvel movie.
It is.
It is, but it's not.
Right.
Not in the MCU.
It's not. It's not MCU.
But it is a Marvel movie.
It is a Marvel movie, not MCU. It can actually. You know, well, we don't have time to get into it, but it kind of was the impetus to start MCU 10 years later. Anyway, with everything being said, Jamel, where can they find you on the internet?
You are more than welcome to find me at Twitter or Instagram at Jamel Mybelle. That is JamelMyBelle. If you're looking to find me on Facebook, that'll be about $125.99 an hour.
Price go, the price of the brick going up.
Plus inflation yesterday's and preschool price, is expensive.
Today's price.
That's right. Shout out to Pusha T. And Devin?
Oh, is that Pusha T? Right on. You can find me at Devin Lamar.
With two R's.
Talk about it.
And you can find me on Twitter at JTV. That is JAYTEEDEE. And on TikTok at Chef JTV. Thank you very much for listening. We appreciate every single last one of you. We will talk to you all next week for episode 9, the season 1 finale. HBO's The Last of Us. I think it might be a long extended episode. I had
coming on during the damn Oscars. Listen, after Angela Bassett wins, I'm not really planning on watching anyway, so it's cool.
I was gonna ask you about that when we gotta do watch the full Oscars and watch the show, but
I'm gonna watch the red carpet.
Definitely. We always do rare copies. But anyway, thank you very much for listening. And we will talk to y'all next week. And also for our continued coverage of Peacock's Bel Air and possibly Swarm on Amazon Prime.
I'm about to watch Bel Air right now.
All right. Me too. Farewell.
Peace. Bye-bye.
Come on, guys. Wait up.
Come on, Flick, wait up for me.